We're going to a fantastic story today in the book of Matthew, chapter 4 and verse 8. It says in Matthew 4, verse 8, "Again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, 'All these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me.'" One of the biggest challenges Christian believers face is the biblical declaration that we are in this world, but not of it. In the past, there have been fringe groups of Christians who simply threw aside any connection to worldly materialism by refusing to actually work for a living. Now, somehow they missed Paul's rather stated declaration that people who will not work shouldn't eat either. However, for most of us, extreme non-materialism is not really the biggest temptation. The philosophy of Western Christianity, in fact, seems to be just the opposite. It seems to suggest that the more you believe, the more you will have. Of course, there's nothing wrong with working hard and enjoying the fruits of your labor. The Bible's pretty clear about that. But at the same time, for a lot of people, accumulating wealth can become a full-time distraction. Take a careful look at the way Satan tries to derail the mission of Christ. "Just bow down to me," he says, "and I'll hand you all the kingdoms of the world." Now, in the case of Jesus, there was a lot more to the temptation than first meets the eye, because the devil had actually usurped authority over this planet from Jesus in the first place. But since you and I are expected to walk the same path as Jesus and have the same overall values and goals, let's ask a very important question. Can the business of the bottom line ever become a distraction from the work that Jesus gave us to do? Sometimes we tell ourselves that we're building a personal empire for the good of the church, that all our wealth is going to sponsor the work of winning the lost. But sometimes it never seems to happen. And when we die, the assets that God allowed us to accumulate pass into the hands of people who just don't care about Christ and His kingdom. Again, I want to be crystal clear. There is nothing inherently wrong with wealth. If there was, some of God's favorite people in the Bible certainly weren't aware of this. But a genuine believer needs to constantly reassess his or her priorities and ask some penetrating questions about why God has allowed them to prosper as much as they have, and whether or not the process of accumulation has become a distraction from your higher calling. You'll recall that Jesus refused the devil's offer, but in the end, he still lays claim to absolutely everything. "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness," Jesus said, "and all these things shall be added unto you." Now, of course, that sounds like a winning proposition, and it is the better way to live.